37 years ago, on Christmas 1974, I opened a field guide for the first time. I'd never known such a thing existed, but at that moment, I became obsessed. My first was a Peterson field guide, and I read the whole thing cover to cover and discovered in its references Joseph Hickey's Guide to Birdwatching, which I borrowed from the library and read it cover to cover. I also bought the Golden Guide and read that book cover to cover. That's the one that became my birding Bible. My trusty Golden Guide got me through learning all the basic birds of the Midwest, and as I learned those birds, I couldn't help but notice the many species that were from more far-flung places. I knew the book so intimately that when I first took trips to the Southeast, Arizona, Texas, the Black Hills, Washington, and Oregon, I had no trouble identifying the birds in those places, too. This all happened right when the American Ornithologists Union was changing the classification of several species. I wrote name changes into my books to keep them straight. Then in 1983, the National Geographic Society published a great new field guide designed with the same format as my trusty Golden Guide, but with up-to-date maps and species classification. The National Geographic Guide also benefited from all the advances in bird identification that arose with the more sophisticated birding community of the 70s. Much as I loved my Golden Guide, I finally put it aside for the National Geographic. National Geographic is uniquely committed to keeping their bird field guide up to date. This fall, the 6th edition was released, and this edition has so many major improvements that I'd have bought it even if I didn't collect the whole series. The new edition has the thumb tabs for finding important sections that was introduced in the 5th edition, but this time there are also two excellent quick indexes on the inside cover, one organized alphabetically and one pullout with pictures of each family to make it easy for beginners to find the bird they're searching for. There's also a fabulous improvement in the bird drawings. In this edition, important features are marked with quick notes explaining them right next to each drawing. The book is entirely up to date, at least until the AOU comes up with new taxonomic changes. The new National Geographic is the field guide I'll be bringing with me all the time. I still treasure my Guide to Birdwatching by Joseph Hickey, which is available as a Dover reprint, but the best book now for learning exactly how to go about birdwatching is Ken Kaufman's wonderful new Guide to Advanced Birding. Ken Kaufman also wrote the only photo field guide that I recommend. It's not quite as complete as the National Geographic, but for people who are just starting out and want something really user-friendly and small, the perfect book choices would be the two Ken Kaufman guides, and they don't weigh much more put together than the one National Geographic guide. I have photos of the covers of these three field guides on my blog at www.lauraerickson.blogspot.com. These are the field guides I personally find most useful for birding, and they would be good choices for gift giving. But the best field guide is really an individual decision. If you're looking for a field guide for yourself, go to a bookstore or library and thumb through them, pulling out the ones that look best to you. Look up a few birds you know really well, like blue jays, robins, and chickadees, and pick the field guide that shows them the way you see them. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.